This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم صدق الله العظيم My dear respected elders and brothers from time to time we speak about great personalities of the past with the intention of being inspired and motivated by their exemplary lifestyle and their exemplary achievements. Today I want to speak about a Sahabi who is amongst the Ashara-i Mubashara. And perhaps I would not be wrong in saying, out of all the Ashara-i Mubashara, he is the one that perhaps we know the least about. He is Sa'id ibn Zayd, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A very remarkable human being. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent 10 people, gave them glad tidings of Jannah. And one of them was Sa'id ibn Zayd. And he was amongst the Ashara-i Mubashara. His father was a very remarkable human being. Zayd ibn Umar ibn Nufail. His father. And Khattab. The father of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Khattab, was his uncle. So Sayyid ibn Zayd was the cousin of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and later on he got married to the sister of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he became the brother-in-law of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hum waqtan fawaqtan sahaba ke baare mein hum bayan karte hain, aur aaj main jis azim shakhsiyat ke baare mein baat karne wale ho, وہ عشرہ مبشرہ میں سے ایک ہیں حضرت سعید ابن زید ان کے والد زید ایک مخصوص شان والے تھے He was a very amazing human being Now let me tell you why he was amazing زید ابن عمر ابن نفیل He used to criticize the Quraysh about the idol worshipping He used to say what you are doing is wrong And he used to say that we are supposed to follow The deen of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and this what you are doing is not the way of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. One of the things that he used to do was he used to tell them, one day he was in a gathering where Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam was, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam didn't have prophethood, but Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam never used to eat the meat that used to be slaughtered in the name of the idols. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam stood away from it. And Zayd ibn Umar ibn Nufail also stood away from it. And he told the people, he said, you know, you're slaughtering an animal. The animal was brought up by Allah. It was fed with grain that came from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet, you go and slaughter it in the name of your idols. How can you do so? Therefore Allah in the Holy Quran, in the 8th surah of the Holy Quran tell us, فَقُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ بِآيَاتِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ Animals you slaughter in the name of Allah if you are believers. We can't eat animals which are not slaughtered in the name of Almighty Allah. It is haram. So this is what he realized before the time of Islam. He said, how can you slaughter animals which are not in the name of Islam? Right. So anyway, یہ زید ابن عمر ابن نفیل جو سعید ابن زید کے والد تھے انہوں نے مشرکین کے شرک سے انکار کیا اور ان کے فاسد عقائد کی مذمت کی Now one of the things that he used to do was when he used to see people going to bury their daughters alive he used to go and approach them and said how can you bury your daughters alive if you can't look after these daughters And if you can't look after them, I will look after them. And he used to take them and look after their daughters. Thereafter, when they used to get of age, he used to tell them, if you want to, I will give them back to you, but if you don't want them, I will continue looking after them. Brothers, can you imagine that to look after someone who is oppressed, it's a natural human phenomenon. Even before Islam, this person had that conscience, that righteousness that he couldn't bear someone burying their daughters alive, and he used to say, don't bury your daughters alive, I will look after them. If ever we have a situation after Islam, our Islam is supposed to further develop the situation. If you see someone in difficulty, you see someone who is not looked after, go and try and help them. This is the least that you can do with your iman. This person before Islam, he used to do this. Just imagine, oh no, maulud, bachiyo ki zindagi, zindagiya bachate hue, jinko zinda dargor kiya jata tha, unke walidain se kehte the ki aap mere hawale kar do, aap unko qatl na karo, main unke jo hai na dekhbhal karunga. This is something that is so amazing. Now this was the father of Sayyid ibn Zayd. So he was looking for the truth. While looking for the truth, he went to Sham. Now that time Sham was the markaz of religion. It was the markaz of religion. So he went to Sham and he said, let me go and find the truth. So there the people there told him, where are you coming for the truth to Sham? Aap wapas Makkah chale jao. Nabi aakhir zaman aane wale hai. Aap waha jaakar, haq to waha pe milega. Yaha pe nahi. So he went to Sham, he went to Syria to find out the truth. And when he went to go and find out the truth, they told him, what are you coming to find out the truth here? Go to Makkah Mukarramah, the last Nabi of Allah is supposed to come. Go and find him there. On his way, he was attacked. And on his deathbed, he made an ajeeb dua. He made a dua and he said, oh Allah, I could not be upon the truth, but do not deprive my son. That time Sayyid ibn Zayd was just born. Do not deprive my son from being upon the truth. Let him bring iman upon the truth. And his son became amongst the Ashra-i Mubashara. Ulama have written the power of the dua of the parent. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, three people's duas are not rejected. Teen aadmiyo ke dua rad nahi hota. Unme se ek walidain ke dua apne bachche ke haq mein. Now Sayyid ibn Zayd was amongst those who made dua to Almighty Allah. Oh Allah, I'm not going to see the last prophet of Almighty Allah. I went to Sham to go and search for the truth. And they told me to go back to Makkah. I'm coming back to Makkah. I'm going to lose my life, but don't deprive my son from becoming a Muslim. Let him bring iman. Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua. Therefore, the dua of the walidain and the parents, brothers, is very, very important. We must make dua for our children on a regular basis. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيُنْ Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah Ta'ala says, the ibadur rahman, the pious bondsmen of Almighty Allah, they make dua for their parents, and they make dua for their children, they make dua for their spouses. And the dua of the parent is very seldom rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha says, I saw Sa'id Zayd ibn Umar ibn Nufail, the father of Sayyid ibn Zayd, sitting on the Kaaba and telling the people of Makkah, O people of Makkah, you are supposed to follow the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. You are not following. I am perhaps one of the very few in Makkah who is following the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He passed away. His son went to ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Ya Rasulullah, what is going to happen to my father? وہ حق کے تلاش میں شام گئے وہاں سے لوگوں نے کہا کہ مکہ میں کرما جاؤ کیونکہ نبی آخر الزمان کی آمد کا وقت تھا شام سے آتے ہوئے ان کا انتقال ہوا انہوں نے مرتے وقت یہ دعا کی یا اللہ میرے بیٹے کو حق سے محروم نہ کرنا اور اسی طرح ہوا اور اس لئے ہم کہتے ہیں کہ والدین کی دعا بچے کی حق میں بہت ہی زیادہ مفید ہے now in this particular way Hadith meh hai, it comes in a hadith that Sayyid ibn Zayd went to go and ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, what is going to happen to my father? He didn't bring iman, he died before Islam, but he was upon the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Do you know what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, when the people will come under their prophets, your father will come alone as one ummat. Your father will come alone as one ummat. One ummat. And many a times you and I, we say this. Hum ek aadmi, hum akele kya kar sakte hain? We are one, what can we do? Does one ummat, one man will come as one ummat. Whatever you can do as one person, don't say, I am one, what can I do? Jaake karke dekho yaar. Kuch na kuch ta karo. Go and do whatever you can. Someone one day asked and said, we are so small, hum itne gareeb hain, hum itne chote, hum kya kar sakte hain? We are so small, we are so insignificant, what can we do? So someone replied and said, go and sleep in a room with a mosquito. Go and sleep in a room with a mosquito and then say, how small is a mosquito, what can it do? It won't make you sleep, that one small mosquito. You are one, you can do much. Go and do whatever you want. This one man, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he will appear before Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah as one ummat. He will go alone as one ummat. Subhanallah. So this was the father of Sa'id ibn Zayd. So according to his dua, when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam announced his prophethood, Sa'id ibn Zayd became a Muslim at the age of 12. One of the very first people to accept Islam, Sa'id ibn Zayd. Then he got married to Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the sister of Umar ibn Khattab. Right? Now they were the amongst the foremost to accept Islam, the first amongst the foremost couples to accept Islam. Now you would recall, and everyone knows this incident, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sets out to kill Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as he is going, Nu'aym ibn Abdullah, looking at the determination of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, Umar, where are you going? You look very determined. Today I'm going to kill Muhammad. I'm going to assassinate Muhammad. He has caused differences in our community. And I'm going to kill him. So Nu'aym, when he saw the determination, he was a Muslim, but he was still, didn't make mention with regard to it. He said, why are you worried about Muhammad? Go and take care of your own family. So he said, what do you mean? He said, your sister and brother-in-law have accepted Islam. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu turned his anger away from Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and went to the house of his sister. And when he came there, Khabbab ibn Arth radiallahu ta'ala anhu was teaching Islam to Fatima and Sa'id ibn Zayd. He heard the murmuring and he knocked on the door and they allowed him. And the moment he came, he started beating him up. He started beating his sister and he started beating this very Sa'id ibn Zayd, who was one of the Ashra'i Mubashara. And while beating them up, his sister was also, after all, the sister of Umar. And she said, Umar, you can beat us how much you want. We have accepted Islam and we will not turn away from Islam. You can do whatever you want. If you are Umar and you got your own determination for the sake of batil, we are also your same family. We got our determination for the sake of haq. When he saw the bleeding face of his sister, he could not bear it anymore. So he said, tell me what you are reading. They said, no, we can't make you read it, go and make wuzu. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala went to make wuzu. And when he went to make wuzu, they gave him the Quran. He read the first page of Surah Taha. And when he came to the verse, Innani anallahu la ilaha illa ana fa'budni. I am Allah. Don't worship anyone besides me. I am your creator. Worship only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala's whole life changed. Umar radiallahu ta'ala was an amazing person. He was determined. Whatever he took upon himself, he was determined upon that. When he was on batil, he was determined upon batil. When he became on haq, he became determined and completely, you know, steadfast upon haq. He said, take me to Muhammad. I want to accept Islam. His Islam was the result of the determination and the sacrifice of his sister and the very same person whom we are talking about, the brother-in-law, Sa'id ibn Zayd, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They became the means of his Islam. Now, unki bete Sa'id sabse pehle Islam kabool karne walon mein se the. Unhone Umar ki behen Fatima se nikah kiya. Yehi wo dono the jo Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ke Islam lane ke sabab bane. They were the ones who became the means. The moment Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, I'm going to accept Islam, Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala, because of Umar radiallahu ta'ala's anger, who had hid away in one part of the house, He came out and said, Mubarak to you, O Umar. Congratulations be upon you, O Umar. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just used to make dua. O Allah, ayyid al-Islam. Help Islam through the mean of Amr ibn Hisham, Abu Jahl, O Umar ibn Khattab. Allah Ta'ala has accepted his dua in your behalf. So Umar radiallahu anhu became a Muslim because of this very Sayyid ibn Zayd. Now Sayyid ibn Zayd, amongst his very great qualities, one of his qualities, my dear respected brothers, was his sacrifice, and he was a mujahid admi. He was a person who used to strive, and he used to, you know, be in the forefront with regard to all the battles that took place in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the earlier Khilafat. In every battle he took part except the battle of Badr. And why that battle of Badr he didn't take part? Because Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to scout where the Quraysh were attacking the Muslim trade caravans. So he was on a scouting mission and he didn't take part in the battle of Badr. But when he returned, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam counted him amongst those who took part in the battle of Badr. He used to be amongst those who used to be the first to attack in every battle. He used to surround our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to be very, very brave in the battlefront. So wo ek mujahid te aur war karne mein pehal karte the. He used to be the first to attack. And of course you must keep in mind that time Muslims were always outnumbered. So in he being amongst the first to attack in the beginning stages of Islam, he used to have exceptional courage. And that continued even in the time of the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala ajma'in. In the battle of Yarmouk, the battle of Yarmouk was a very famous battle. So that time, Muslims were 24,000 in number. The enemy were 150,000. Four or five times the number of the Muslims. So during the course of the battle, he told Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, who was the commander, "Oh Abu Ubaidah, I am determined that today I'm going to be martyred. I am determined today I want to sacrifice my life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of deen. I am going to meet our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if I'm going to meet Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me what message I must give. What message of yours I must give." So Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu anhu said an amazing thing. He says, "Sa'id, if you are martyred, go and give Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salams and tell Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us and he promised us, we have seen it coming through." And what did Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promise? "You will conquer the Roman Empire. You will conquer the Persian Empire." We saw the promise of Allah Ta'ala coming through. We are seeing this. We are fighting against the empires. And Allah Ta'ala is giving us victory. Subhanallah. But Allah Ta'ala didn't understand that he must die in that particular battle. So he continued. And then he was amongst those who was in the forefront of the conquest of Damascus. So when he conquered Damascus, he was amongst the main people. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made him the leader of Damascus. Unhone apne bahadur se jange Yarmouk ka naksha badal diya. Yahi wo mujahid the jinke haatho Damishq fatah hua. Aur Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ne unko Damishq ka amir banaya aur mukarrar kiya. Now a person who his whole life has spent in the battlefield, he used to say this very amazing thing with regard to the battle. He used to say, "To be covered in dust in the path of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than all the good deeds, even if you get the life of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. To be covered in dust in the path of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than all good deeds." So in a person who has been in the battlefield, he became the Amir of Damascus. Now that time, out of all the places that the Muslims conquered, Damascus was the foremost in terms of civilization. They had a very glorious civilization, beautiful buildings. The people used to dress very well. So when, you know, Sayyid ibn Zayd saw this, for a while he was the Amir, he couldn't bear it. So he wrote to Umar radiallahu ta'ala, "This life of luxury is just not for me. By the time you read this letter reaches you, I'm leaving my position and I'm coming back to Madina Munawwara. Ye mujhse nahi ho sakta. Ye aram ki zindagi mujhse nahi ho sakta." Brothers, can you imagine a person just completely, today we compete for wealth and luxury. We compete for positions. All this is happening in South Africa, all the fitna is because of everyone wanting wealth. Everyone wanting positions. Your man had that position and he threw it away and said, I don't want to become the leader. What is all this luxury? I'm not used to this luxury. He came back to Madinah Munawwara. Now we have to keep in mind, there is nothing wrong in us achieving wealth, accumulating wealth, but for the right reasons. But accumulating and wanting wealth is not the objective. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, فَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ بِهَا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Don't ever admire the wealth and children of other people who are on batil. How many times you and I, we do it? Look at how the non-Muslims are living. Look at how the people who are on batil are living. Allah Ta'ala says, don't be taken aback by their wealth and their children. Allah Ta'ala wishes to punish them because of that. Allah is not giving them as a ni'mat, as a favor. Allah is punishing them because of that. If you get wealth in the right way, with haq, alhamdulillah. But if you get it in the wrong way, that is not a ni'mat. It is not a favor. It is an adab. How do we explain this today? This kidnapping that is happening today in our communities, all because of love for wealth. For the sake of love for wealth, you can go and take a small innocent child and put it through such trauma. Ya Allah, why do you love wealth so much? I mean, our sahaba showed they had wealth and they rejected it. We don't want the zindagi. We want the zindagi. We want a life of Islam. We want a life of haq and truth. If only we can understand this, brothers. And on this particular, it's not a time for me to speak, but brothers, each and everyone must make dua. Allah Ta'ala protect us and protect our children. Protect the children of each and everyone. For people to go through this trauma is an azab, and we can't sit back and say we can't do anything about it. Kam az kam dua to kare. Let us try and think of ways to be able to stop it. How long do we just sit back and be amongst those who just accept this? At least let us make dua. Every morning everyone must make dua for their children. Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma ismi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama. Every morning three times in the evening. Ya Raqibu, seven times, blow upon your children and your grandchildren. Allah Ta'ala protect them. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, let us think of ways and means to put a stop to this. How? Maybe Allah Ta'ala would put it in our minds how to do it. So Hazrat Sayyid ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala rejected the Imarat of the Damascus. He came home and in the Sun 51 Hijri, he passed away and he is buried in Madinah Munawwara. He showed us that the most important thing is Iman. The most important thing is our deen. In tansurullaha yansurkum. Help the deen of Almighty Allah, Allah Ta'ala will help you. Huh? Help the deen of Allah. Allah Ta'ala ki deen ki himayat karo, Allah Ta'ala aapki himayat karenge. And let us make dua and end with this beautiful words. Allahumma ahfazni bil islami qa'ima, wahfazni bil islami qa'ima, wahfazna bil islami raqida. Oh Allah, protect us upon Islam while sitting, while sleeping, while standing. Oh Allah, give us deen, because there is no greater ni'mat than our deen. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.